nothing that I gotta prove. You think your words will make me black and blue, but I think I'm pretty with these old boots on. I think it's funny when I drink too much. You try and change me, you can go to hell, 'cause I don't wanna be nobody else. I like the chip I got in my front teeth, and I got bad tattoos you won't believe. So kick out the jams, kick up the soul, pour another glass of that rock and roll, turn up the band, find the hole, gonna lose control tonight. What do you want?
Oh, hello, sunny Monday morning, and hello, cupcakes. We're so glad you're here. Love cats. Cupcakes? I don't know. Anything sugary and sweet. Happy to have you here and happy to be back on this morning. If you're watching us on Rogers Television, we say good morning to you. Or listening to us in 570 News, however you got here, we certainly are glad that you landed here. Okay, Polly, how was your weekend? Did you watch the Grey Cup? Or are you watching the football?
I watched some of the Grey Cup. I certainly watched the halftime show because I always find that interesting.
Is there anything more Canadian than Shania Twain in red glitter being brought into a snowy CFL stadium
on a sled?
On a sled with the RCMP marching in front of her.
That was great. That was pretty good.
I enjoyed her. Did you think it was good?
Yeah, it was not bad. It was good. She was good.
She wasn't lip syncing?
I was actually getting, is it bad? I was kind of looking for that. I'm like, can I find any evidence? No, I didn't see anything. So it looked like she was actually singing.
You could hear some kind of off notes, which is great. I mean, because it means, you know, they're not lip syncing. Yeah. It's not funny, though, that that's where we're at. Because now we're always watching to see if somebody's trying to pull the wool over
our eyes. Somebody singing and dangling off the side of a building, there's no way.
Unless you're what's her name? Pink.
Yeah.
Have you seen Pink? She does those silks, like the Cirque du Soleil kind of.
Right, yeah.
And she is singing when she's up there. She is singing. That is absolutely her singing.
I assume that she wasn't.
Crazy. She says she sings better upside down. And actually, in the James Corden carpool karaoke, she did that with him, and it was excellent.
She sung upside down?
And then she made him go upside down, too, to sing.
I got to look that one up.
So funny, Paulie, because he couldn't tip himself back up the right way. Anyway, it was hysterical. Okay, so let me. I'm getting a whole bunch of emails. Are these angry emails I'm getting from someone named Frank? Okay, well, we'll see in a second here. Steve sent me a note that said, love that opening song, love the show. What is the song? Is that the most popular question we get on the Jennifer Campbell Show? I think that it is. The opening song is by L. King. It's called America's Sweetheart. And L. King, fun fact, is Rob Schneider's daughter. Rob Schneider from SNL fame. Oh, I wanted to talk about... Producer James, is he in there? Because, Polly, you won't care about this at all. And Producer James is only going to care about it a little bit. But how about the royal wedding announcement this morning? Our news team from 570 News was all over this last week because you'll remember we had Bradley Barber from the Monarchist League of Canada on to tell us about the whisperings from the palace. And sure enough, this morning it is confirmed that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will marry coming up in the spring of 2018. Oh my gosh, we're going to have a royal baby from Kate and Will's and a royal wedding at the same time. And let me just be a woman for a second and fawn all over all of this, because we can be equal, but we can be different. Now, here's why Producer James cares. This is why Producer James cares, and this is why I care, too. The monarchist in me is thrilled about this wedding announcement. The Suits fan? Suits? Meghan Markle is on Suits? And, I mean, spoiler alert, I don't think you can be, you know, Her Royal Highness and on Suits. So there were rumors last week that they'd finished filming the 7th season of Suits, and that it was probably her last season. And she's a key player on this show. I mean, she is for most of us. Producer James just likes Donna, the redheaded vixen, who is the, you know, mad receptionist. Look, he's hiding from me over there because he knows. He knows. He's like, I'm just glad it's not Donna. I'm just glad Donna is staying on the show. Sarah Rafferty is staying on the show. So, okay, that's some gossipy things for you this morning. Let's tell you what's coming up this morning. Okay, we have Vanessa and Melissa, our favorite moms, are coming in from Rogers Television. Internet stars they are, and they join us once a month to talk about parenting stuff and stuff that moms are thinking and saying or sometimes not saying. So that's going to be fun. Always is. The half hour flies by. And you probably wish you missed this over the weekend. Did you see Donald Trump telling everybody that Time Magazine wanted him to be on the cover? And then Time Magazine was like, we didn't. Nope. Didn't ask you to do it. It's like my little Ross Perot impersonation there. We're going to get to that in just a couple seconds. Okay. Listen, I don't even know what this email says. Oh, it's good email from Frank. Okay, good. He hates the song. Is that what it is, Frank? You hate the song? Okay, maybe I shouldn't read the rest of it. No, I can. Remember that time we said, I asked people what their routine was while they were listening and they started emailing in? And Frank says, Jennifer, I listen to your show to drown out my coworker who sits close to me and never stops talking. That's what he said. That was like a month and a half ago. I said, ah, ha, 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 this is hilarious. I said, also, I never stop talking, so I don't know why you like me and not her, the poor woman. Cut her some slack. And then Frank says to me, oh, my gosh, thank God you're on. She won't shut up.
Well, if you stopped talking, there wouldn't be a show.
That's true. That's true. I'm sure many people would be okay with that too, Polly. But Frank, thank you. Thank you for letting me not shut up and your coworker. I didn't know because I try not to read the emails just as they fly in here because you could get yourself in trouble. But anyway, good morning, Frank. It's good to have you along. Okay, we've been having our spotlight on women around Waterloo region as we were inspired from the Kitchener-Waterloo Oktoberfest Rogers Women of the Year ceremony. Now, can I just say this was my big grand idea? Yes, Rogers owns this company, but nobody told me to do it. None of the big boss people, who I love very much, by the way, told me to do this because I feel like I'm like a bit of a sellout. You know what I mean? But I wanted to do this. And actually, if they had told me to do something, usually they tell me to do something and then I do the opposite. It's kind of our relationship that we have. But I thought this was so fun to highlight all of the women, some of the winners from those Kitchener-Waterloo Oktoberfest Rogers Women of the Year awards and some nominees, too, as we continue with our spotlight on women around Waterloo region. And one of your nominees this year was Carmen Sutherland. And Carmen is joining us this morning to talk about being an outstanding volunteer with Waterloo Region Family Network. Carmen, good morning to you. Thanks for coming on.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Carmen. You good? Oh, you can hear me too?
I can. I've never done this before, so I wanted to check.
Well, I'm so happy that you have joined us this morning, Carmen. I got to tell you, I have had so many emails talking about what a wonderful human being you are and what a joy you are to be around since we knew that you were going to come on Monday. So you should know that. Lots of people in this community love you a lot.
Oh, that's so kind.
So, okay, so Carmen, tell everybody what category you were nominated in.
I was nominated in the community service category.
And what is your, I have a list, Carmen. I have a list of all the community service that you do here. But which group was it that nominated you?
Waterloo Region Family Network.
So what is Waterloo Region Family Network? Because I think a lot of people actually aren't completely positive or perhaps have not heard of that before.
So Waterloo Region Family Network is their mission is to educate, connect, and empower people with disabilities and their families, whether they have a diagnosis of a disability or not, like an official one. And so all of our programs surround that idea. I'm just connecting people and making sure that they feel empowered to not live the life associated with a disability alone, basically.
So what kind of programs are there, Carmen? Like what kind of stuff are you guys getting involved in in the community?
So we have a lot of different things. One is our parent mentor program, and that's where usually our executive director, Sue, will hook up two parents together who have been might have had a similar disability experience. Maybe one parent is, quote-unquote, farther ahead on the journey than another one. And so they'll hook up together, and it might just be that they are connected for one phone call, or it might be a year-long relationship, like years-long relationship. So we have that. We have some programs to teach little kids often with disabilities, some skills related to sports. Those are called Active Start. Those are for the younger kids. And then Fundamentals are for the older kids, and they just teach them basic sports skills and teach things like following directions and participating. And so that's another thing that we do. We have, we do things where we have, what am I trying to say? People can call us and basically ask us any questions, and we can point them in the direction of where they might want to go to if they need a specific service. We obviously don't choose for them, but mm-hmm. we might have some recommendations of things they could choose from. The group that I run is called Coffee Club.
I love this Coffee Club, Carmen. This is so great.
And it's for people with disabilities ages 16 and up. And we just basically hang out and have fun together. Lots of times that's in the community at restaurants or the board games cafes or something. And sometimes it's just where we usually meet. And, for example, tonight we're having a magic show, actually a little magic show. So that'll be fun. And I love it because it's basically I just get to hang out with my friends every couple of weeks.
Every couple of weeks. It's scheduled. Everybody knows where to be. Goes and has a good time. Carmen, I think that program you talked about too with connecting parents is so, so great and such an asset to this community and such an asset to anybody who is waiting for a diagnosis or already, you know, has a diagnosis or perhaps might not get a diagnosis because you need that support. Often I'm sure people kind of feel a little alone, a little bit like an island in the times where they're, you know, waiting for that diagnosis or finding out what that diagnosis will mean to them personally and their family. And it must be really great to connect with somebody who has already kind of walked a mile in those shoes that, and like you said, maybe has good advice or maybe is just going to be there to listen.
I'm sure that it is. And I've definitely had that experience in my own life with related to my own disability, where it's really nice to just connect with other people in the same situation. And sometimes we vent and sometimes mm-hmm. we get advice, and yeah, it's just a really good relationship to have.
Carmen, you have spent countless hours of your time. I mean, this is really your life that you've dedicated to these programs and to these projects, and you have made our community a more inclusive place. And I mean, it's not just you being a part of this community. You really create this community and create this place for folks. And that is really, really something. Would you call this your life's passion?
It is my life's passion. I was fortunate enough to go to a university in the States where I got to live with several college students that happen to have physical disabilities, as I do. And that community experience really impacted me. So then when I moved to this community in 2010, I knew, like after thinking about it for a while, that I really wanted to recreate that for myself as well as create that for other people as well. So that's why I wanted to do it.
Well, and you've done it so very well, Carmen. We just are so lucky that you choose to make Kitchener-Waterloo your home. So I just want to thank you for all of the work and all of the generous heart moments you've inspired around. Because like I say, I had so many emails from people that were so happy that you were coming on with us this morning.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's so, you've just touched so many lives in the best possible ways. And I'm super proud that you're here.
And I'm sure that some of the people that were kind enough to write those emails, they have touched my life as well. So it really, really goes both ways.
Goes around and comes around.
Yeah.
Okay, so Carmen, if people want some help or if they want a sense of community or if they want to hang out with you guys in Coffee Club, where do we send people to get in touch with you and to get in touch with the Waterloo Region Family Network?
Okay, so our website is... you could just Google Waterloo Region Family Network, or I believe it's www.wrfn.info. So, and on there, there's on our website, there's a program section, and then you can go to where it says Coffee Club. I could, like, my WRFN email is, I could say it for you, but my name is not always the simplest to spell. But anyway, if you go on there, you can find Coffee Club, and then you can email me directly, and you can email me directly or our program coordinator, Krista, and we'll all find each other. And then please, I love our Coffee Club group, and we're such a great community, and I would love more people to come join us.
Well, that is a beautiful invitation from the woman herself, Carmen Sutherland, Waterloo Region Family Network, and of course that Coffee Club, which I know is so close to your heart. Carmen, thank you so much for coming on with us this morning.
You're so welcome. It was such a pleasure to talk to you.
You too. We'll talk again. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, honey. 9:20. Okay, so I'm kind of in the place with the Trump stuff, and perhaps you've noticed, I don't even really talk about it anymore. Because frankly, if you align yourself with this man, you're either a misogynist, you're either a racist, you're either a pedophile lover, you're a gun lover. I just don't know who in their right mind would actually say that they're pro-Trump anymore. And frankly, they're becoming harder and harder to find. But over the weekend... I mean, it's really, do you remember when we used to wake up and not go, oh dear, what happened last night? Remember that? When there wasn't something completely full of balarney and or malarkey and I almost said, you know, the other word. Every single day. But over the weekend, I mean, I can't not do this one. I can't. President Donald Trump wrote a tweet and a tweet that was easy to disprove, which Time Magazine did. We're going to get into that and some of the hilarious responses. Twitter, you're so funny. We're going to hear some of the responses to the blatant lies. The president, you guys wanted me to call him the president. The president told on Twitter. After this on 570 News.
When extreme weather hits, count on the 570 Extreme Weather Center. Exclusively on 570 News.
Okay, let's just get right into it. So, on Friday, well, first of all, this is all starting to remind me of have you ever seen that Funniest Home Videos clip where the kid's covered in chocolate, his whole entire face is covered in chocolate, and the mom's like, did you eat the brownies? He's like, no. No, really, did you eat anything that was made of chocolate? No. And like, it's fairly obvious to the entire world that you're lying. Like a three-year-old does, like a child does. So the point is, does this man never think he's going to get caught? I mean, he gets caught every time. He never learns to shut his mouth, which part of me kind of appreciate. So Friday, Trump tweets, Time Magazine called to say that I was probably all caps, going to be named man or person of the year. Like last year, but I would have had to agree to an interview and a major photo shoot. I said probably is no good and took a pass. Thanks anyway. He tweets that. Time Magazine says in response, the president is incorrect about how we choose person of the year. Time does not comment on our choice until publication, which is December the 6th. So, i.e., there's no interview, i.e., there's no photo shoot, i.e., you're full of it. Again, it's just a big, fat liar. And so quickly, Twitter responds to the president's lies tweet. Lance Bass, remember him from 98 Degrees, the boy band 98 Degrees? Lance Bass tweets, Tiger Beat called and said I was probably going to be a boy bander of the year, but it was going to take a long photo shoot and interview. Unfortunately, I have a long awaited appointment to frost my tips on that day, so I turned it down. No thanks, Tiger Beat. Julia Louis-Dreyfus of Seinfeld. And what's her new show called? I can't remember what the new show is called.
Is it Veep?
Yes.
Is
thank that the you. New one? Thank All you, right. Polly. The New York Times just called to say I was probably going to be named comedian of the year, but I would have had to agree to an interview and a major photo shoot. I said probably is no good and took a pass. Thanks anyway. And then Andy Murray, the tennis player from the UK, joins in. The BBC called to say I was probably going to be named Sports Personality of the Year, but I would have had to agree to an interview and a major photo shoot. I said probably is no good and took a pass. Thanks anyway. Like, watch that they're actually just copying and pasting the exact words that came out of that big, lying, racist, misogynist, pedophile-endorsing piece of crap that runs the U.S. Just copying and pasting him. Okay, but this one's my favorite. This one's my favorite. Mark Hamill from Star Wars.
Luke.
He tweeted, Time Magazine called to say that I was definitely going to be named Man or Person of the Year, but I would have had to agree to leak major episode 8 spoilers. I said, no problem. But then they told me you turned it down and now I don't want it anymore. Thanks anyway, Time. What are we going to talk about when he's not the president anymore? What are we going to do? What are we going to talk about? I don't even remember what we talked about when Obama was president and things were peaceful and lovely and mostly generous and kind. I don't even remember. Okay, let's get into our favorite mommy show with Vanessa and Melissa. There are some good questions coming up this morning. So, and just a heads up, we're going to talk Christmas things. So if your little wee ones are in the car, there are certain Christmas things that, you know, we're going to make sure we want to keep the magic alive for the babies. So let's, if your kids are in the car, perhaps, you know, out you go for a little bit and come back when we're done discussing the merits of the elf on the shelf. Okay? Okay. 9:28. Let's do news next at 9:30, and then we're back with Melissa and Vanessa. Vanessa and Melissa from Rogers Television in studio with us.
With all the technology at our disposal, it's a shame that most of it is wasted on nonsense. Download the 570 News app at 570news.com and stay informed.
Okay, we are back, and Melissa is with us. Vanessa is not here today because Vanessa has a little sickie. It's 'tis the season, right?
Season.
Do we have the, there we go.
I think we had some flu and then strep throat. Oh. It's just been a rough little weekend.
Yeah, antibiotics everywhere. Ugh. Growing some mold and getting those children to be back on track.
And growing mold.
I'm allergic to penicillin, so I always I always attribute it to like being the bad thing. But it's a good thing when those kids are so sick like that.
Yeah,
it's not nice.
No,
to have.
It's not fun at all.
Sick kids, and then it pops from kid to kid. And,
right.
But she knows. I mean, we all know what's going to happen, right?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Vanessa, you're out for like a week. To 10 days.
Well, because especially if three children.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's got to go through five people, basically.
Yeah.
Right?
And remember when our moms, I don't know if your mom ever did this, but my mom would encourage us.
A chicken pox share?
Well, we never did the, I don't think, well, I remember my brother have, but anything else, like a cold or a flu.
Okay, just lick each other.
Just lick each other. Do it. Everybody throw up at the same time if you don't mind. I only have so much plastic sheetry available.
I'm not trying to keep one in a room. You guys just play around the living room.
Exactly.
Hang out. Yeah. Lick the toys.
And I know, and that, and then that chicken pox thing, of course, like you just mentioned, and that was a thing.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be so crazy that our generation won't even know that as a thing.
With because they're not going to get the chicken pox anymore.
Yeah, and there won't be the chicken pox sharing parties and
where we used to have a sleepover.
Yeah, let everyone scratch each other.
I wonder. I don't even know if like maybe they my neighborhood moms did do that, and I just don't remember it. Oh. It's possible. I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah. Just let those germs. Let the germs go. The germs go.
Yeah.
Okay. So, oh my gosh, here we are. What are we? 4 weeks away.
It's the most wonderful time of year.
You just keep saying that to yourself. Hoping that it's going to like register.
I love Christmas. Vanessa and I know you do too. Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
Vanessa and I are, you know, my son's birthday is the 13th of November. And I kind of wish it was earlier because I would totally start Christmas like November 1st. But I had to make this promise to him that nothing would come out until after the 13th.
Right.
So, you know,
Focus, mom.
Focused on his birthday, and then we moved quickly into Christmas.
So now I'm just going to say, if you're driving right now and you're dropping kids off anywhere, or you're headed to a little playgroup, we're going to talk about Christmas in grown-up terms and with grown-up things, and we're going to talk about some grown-up things. So in order to keep all of the Christmas magic swirling, we just want to give a little disclaimer that we are going to talk freely here about some Christmas things, you know, presents and stuff like that. And, you know, so perhaps if you have little ones, you know, you can come back to us in a bit.
This is the only time you're ever going to say don't stay.
That's right. I hate telling people not to listen.
I know it's like we're dragging this on. Just you get what I'm trying to say. Just do it.
But I don't want to be that horrible person who ruins anything for anybody. Okay. Yeah. And I have a December 21st.
Oh my
child.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's hard to separate that, right?
It is hard to separate it. And it's funny though. He never has minded it at all.
Right.
Because I think people kind of overcompensate.
Right.
Like I made it perfectly clear a long time ago. Do not wrap his birthday present in Christmas paper. Mm-hmm. And people have been great. Like our family and our friends have been wonderful about that.
I'm not so good at that. I actually wrapped my son's but I turn it inside out. And then I drew all over it. So
it's just,
and he opened it up and he's like, why is it Christmas paper?
Mommy made you cartoons. Shush. It's fine. Be grateful.
Stop it. Stop it. You got a present.
So they've been really good about it. And he's has celebrated it. Like he loves it.
It's
he doesn't seem to mind
awesome
it.
It's awesome still, right?
Yeah.
It's close to Christmas. It's lots of presents for like a whole week.
It gets a little kind of hard because, you know, the first 3 years of his life, I mean, it was just one party.
Right.
Christmas open house. Oh, baby's birthday.
Yeah,
but now,
together.
Of course, we don't do that anymore. But yeah, he doesn't seem to mind it at all. But it's just a lot of work, right? To do a birthday party.
Well,
for me, yeah. So it's about me.
Yeah. He doesn't even care. It's my problem.
But people tend to overcompensate. So he feels, you know, like he's super special. But it's funny, like, I remember one time at the grocery store, somebody was like, oh, you're Christmas. I was like,
why?
He's fine.
Yeah.
Why do you have to implant that in his little head?
Even if you feel it, close your mouth.
Yes. Stop talking, stranger.
He's an amazing Christmas baby. Leave him alone right now.
Exactly.
He loves it.
Okay. So I know that this is a struggle every single year for every parent. First, we'll get to that little elf.
Our friend.
The little elf in a second. Oh, God, I hate that elf. But the presents. The presents and the gifts from Santa.
Yes.
So,
because this is a tough one, right?
It is.
And you know, I saw this picture, I would say probably when Vanessa and I started about 4 years ago, floating around the internet around this time, and it stuck with me forever. And I came from a life of like, there was a ton of presents, and even if it was little things, everything was wrapped. It seemed like there was a million presents. And that was kind of what I knew. And then I started to think, why do we do that? Right. But I saw this picture and it said something along the lines of, think about what you give your children, and when they go to school and they tell their friends that Santa brought them a new bike and new scooter and a new video game, and the next little boy said, well, he only brought me gloves and G.I. Joe.
Totally.
Why did Santa do that?
That's right.
So we've really tried to hone in on Santa brings a practical gift, one practical gift, and then the rest, whatever it is, from mommy and daddy.
Yep.
And that's kind of what we both have stuck by.
Yeah. I think it's so smart and it's so important. You're right. I mean, those little kids don't need that on their brains. Like, why would he be nicer to you than he is to me?
And I think that's a message that we've been trying to share, because I think that maybe we don't even think about that. You don't think about the concept of what happens when they go back to school and the teachers are like, draw everything you got for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Share what happened at Christmas, and some little boy only got, you know, something small.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they're wearing on their heart afterwards because of that.
Absolutely. It's so important. And you know, it's one of my girlfriends who, and I was like you, I mean, I had this wonderful, you know, kind of perfect little life. And I had these parents who were very generous to us, and they didn't come from huge amounts of money, but they certainly, I mean, I don't remember ever asking for something and not getting it, which is the sign of a pretty privileged little existence, right?
Right?
And then I have a girlfriend who grew up in a completely opposite situation. And it was her who said that to me, that she had seen this, that what you're talking about, you know, why would Santa be different with kids? And she kind of talked about what that was like for her. And you know how it just doesn't occur to you as a kid because you're so kind of self-involved. And I don't think they're trying to be mean to children. Sometimes they're braggy and they're a little bit. But anyway, so I think that's smart. And then I said to her, because I'm kind of selfish sometimes. I said, and also,
I know you're going with this.
I want the credit for the iPad.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Exactly. Mommy got that.
That's right.
Santa didn't get you the big kitchen. I got you the kitchen.
You know?
What do you mean? I worked all year to get you that kitchen.
Exactly.
I totally agree with you. Yeah, so or if it's like the cool toy, I want to be the one to bring the cool toy because they are like, Mommy got me that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
I totally agree with you there.
And I think that's okay. Because kids can understand that different families have different, you know, financial situations
and
as
I
much
think
as
that's important. I was going to touch on that too. We do the angel tree every year and each of our children choose an angel tree gift. And for them to understand that not every mommy and daddy can afford to give their children a lot of gifts at Christmas and that that they're helping other children have a better Christmas.
Absolutely.
I think that's really important too in this whole gift giving craziness.
Frenzy.
Yeah.
And you're right. It kind of tables it a little bit when you, because it quickly becomes, I want. And you got to find a teachable moment in there.
Totally.
You have to find a way to say, okay, slow down and let's make sure that we can find a way for you to understand that it's important to, you know,
Give. Make
a table bigger for everybody and have everybody enjoy
One
it.
One of the best things I think of, there's the shoe boxes as well.
Oh, yeah, those
I think
are great.
Those are so easy to go and the kids fill it themselves. And I think that's another great one, too.
Yeah, any way that they can kind of, you know, get some perspective on that.
Yeah.
What do you think of the, I try every year to do something they want, something they need.
Yeah, we talked about this last year. I remember that.
Something to wear, something to read.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I try to do that. And then it gets into this weird place. I'm like, okay, there's three kids and I, you know, spent this much in this one and I spent this much in this and I get sucked into it myself too.
Not gonna lie, when you said that little saying last year, I felt like a bad mom kind of because I was like, what are you talking about?
What?
And that sounds so awesome.
It does.
It sounds so, I can't commit to that.
Me either.
I can't even remember to get them like stocking stuffers at the time. I need something to read.
I know. And so, and the stocking stuffers too, that's a whole other nightmare of, anyway.
I tell a story. Last year, Vanessa put like school books. Like, do you remember this? So she put school books in her daughter's like little stocking, and she's like, "That's not cool."
She was very upset.
Don't do that again.
Wait a second. Why did other people get Rubik's cubes and candy, and you and Sandon wants me to do my times table? Yeah. This is not right.
Not okay, Mom. That's not okay.
Okay, so I don't know if we solved any problems other than keep it reasonable from Sandon.
Yeah,
keep it reasonable.
Keep it reasonable and help others.
Yeah.
Right?
Those are.
I think that's a good way to go into Christmas.
Two good ways to go into Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get back to, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We have Melissa, we have half of Vanessa and Melissa in here today. Vanessa is off with a sick child and we're going to talk about the elf on the shelf.
Our best friend.
I tried to live my life with no regrets. I regret that stupid elf.
Stop.
I wish he would go away. I do. I'm not afraid to say it. I was because, and I'll tell you why I regret him after the break. And plus, we're going to talk about how to deal with difficult family members and stress.
That's a good one. I'm stressed
in general.
Already.
Are you stressed already? Just talking about it over the holidays. So we'll
hopefully
you
don't listen to 5 7 right now.
Everybody's stressed. You're not alone.
Yeah.
What we need to do is like maybe do some like Cyber Monday shopping and relieve the stress.
That is a good idea.
But like only buy something for ourselves right now.
Yeah, nobody else.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're back
Numb
after
the
this.
Feelings.
Exactly.
1, 2, 3. Stop.
You can hear it up here.
That's the way to win.
Keep everything in focus, baby.
Your home for Buffalo Bills football. 570 News.
Okay, we came back with you guys to continue the Christmas chat. And just another disclaimer, because I don't want any angry moms and dads. I mean, you can get angry at me for a lot of reasons, which is fine, you know.
But this will not be
one. But this, I'm not going to steal anybody's joy. Mm-mm. I don't want to steal anybody's joy. Vanessa and Melissa join us every month, and we do some mom chats and talk about what's happening in our worlds as moms. And hopefully, you know, it brings some moms and dads into the place where they're like, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And Vanessa is not with us this morning because she's got a sick little kid. So we wish them both patience and strength. And a quick recovery.
Vanessa's just sitting on Netflix watching This Is Life right now. Have you seen her Insta stories?
Is that what she's doing?
All she does is just talks about This Is Life. I can't even get into that show because it's probably too emotional for me. And I have no...
Yeah.
Anybody else, since you became a mom, you can't even watch like commercials anymore. I cry on the drop of a drop of a... Like,
so do I. But I tried that show and I was like...
Oh, you didn't love it?
I didn't love it. Oh. And I was embarrassed. I was like, what has happened to me? Am I emotionally hardened? And what is it called? This Is Us?
This Is Us.
This Is Us.
Yeah. This Is
and
Life?
It's
this
the
us.
Best
yeah.
show. Yeah. And maybe I, somebody, it was too built up.
No, she's
watched,
getting like messages. My Instagram DMs are blowing up with moms all up in Vanessa because of that
watching
show.
Watching that show.
Yeah, they all love it.
Okay, I don't love it.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I might,
but I can't do it.
But yeah, you're not, maybe later.
Someone actually said this is the most engaged they've been in a show since 90210.
Stop it.
Stop that.
Statement.
That
is Luke Perry on that show?
No, he's not.
Well,
so this is
I'm
wrong.
Sorry.
Not okay.
Okay. Speaking of like guests we'd like to come over to our house, not this elf. I meant Luke Perry. The Elf on the Shelf.
Okay.
Has there ever been a bigger Christmas debate?
I don't know.
Except
no.
for like fruitcake, yes or no. Like the Elf on the Shelf causes
a lot of drama.
It's super polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's like it's very divisive, the Elf on the Shelf. So what say you, Melissa? Because I have one and I wish I didn't have it.
Okay.
I
so
wish
I
would go
I
away.
Was you for 5 years. 6 years we did not do one. And
didn't?
I like held my grounds because I was like, I refuse. And,
yeah.
I, and I think when it first came out there was so much of this using it for discipline. Right,
yes.
Or like control, and I didn't like that concept.
Right.
But then just the magic kept growing on me. And my son, you know, was just like so upset that he was the only one in his class didn't have one. And so I bought the DVD, and
yeah.
after the movie, the doorbell rang, and the elf was sitting out on our front porch. And my life forever changed, and
forever.
Lightning joined our family.
Ours is named Gypsy.
Yeah.
And I wish he'd make like a gypsy and like move his caravan somewhere else.
No, but I've actually had so much fun now.
Are you having fun?
I am so much fun. Like, I should have brought pictures to show you, and I will after. I've, like, you know, Lightning has scribbled all over our family portraits.
Yeah.
He's, you know, pooped all over the toilet.
Chocolate chips
everywhere.
Chips, yeah.
You know, he's made Barbies fight and maybe do inappropriate
yeah.
things. And so... I've had a lot,
so true.
A lot of fun.
There is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You're right. But here's what it has done to me. And at the beginning, my son was like two, and it was just him and I, and now we're a blended family, and
yep.
of course things change. So I just feel like it's a lot of pressure, because
mm-hmm.
here's what happens. I am a mediocre mother at best, and sometimes on Friday night, I drink 3 glasses, maybe 4, of wine with my girlfriends, and then I'm like, all right.
So that's a bottle.
You're bottle and a half. And so I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to bed at 8:30,
right.
and I forget the stupid elf, and then the stupid elf is in this, and then in the morning, I'm like waking up. Like, oh, I need a glass of water and an Advil, and I gotta find a place where that stupid elf, the stupid elf, all the so, and it's not all the time. I'm not that crappy of a mother, but when I do it, I just feel so bad about
yes.
the whole thing.
Yes.
Maybe that's deeper issues with me. I don't know.
You might need some counseling. For this. I wonder if some counselors have received new clients just because of the Elf on the Shelf trauma.
Probably.
Because you, like, you know, you're
pressure.
An amazing mom, but you just called yourself a mediocre mom.
I'm mediocre.
You couldn't move the elf on the shelf in time.
Well, it's a variety. Of reasons,
yes.
but like, you know, I don't know. I find it to be too much pressure. And then, and my housekeeper, who's now my dear friend, she's been with me for years and she's lovely and we're friends. She even just does it for me when
oh,
she comes.
Oh, she's lovely. Yeah.
And she makes pulleys
yeah.
and like parachutes.
Instant best friend kind of stuff right
she's
there.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
And so I'm so happy when she does it. But
mm-hmm.
then I'm like, how many times can I just put him in someone's stocking? Till that gets old.
So I agree with you there. That's been the tricky part, right? Is being creative. So I'm on like Pinterest all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've become that mom trying to find creative stuff. Or if I come up a cool one, I really feel proud of myself.
Yeah.
The only thing we've made sure that this mainstay in our home is that it does not ever become a form of Santa is not going to bring you your presents because the elf saw it.
Right.
I just, that
yeah.
bugs me.
It's weird
I
to have
like,
a creepy.
Then what do you do when the elf is gone and you have nothing else to say to your kids to make them listen?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
So he's just for fun.
He is just for fun. He's visiting.
Yeah.
He's hanging out. He's coming down. He comes back before Christmas and then he goes back home to Santa.
Mm-hmm.
He's our little family friend for a month.
So my kids now want to know why he has a tag. Why does the elf have a tag?
Why don't you cut that off?
Well, now they're going to be like, where did the tag go? Because I'm a mediocre mother.
Well, he realized after you guys made fun of him last year for having a tag.
That's right.
He went and had tag removal done.
Yes, that's it. You made the elf get plastic surgery. I'm going to do it. And then they also want to know why the Elf on the Shelf is at Canadian Tire.
In the store. Mm-hmm. That I know.
What do you say to that?
I struggle with that one too.
I said, well, people get their elves from a lot of places, you know?
Is that your answer?
I don't know. Answer. I don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. We're getting to the point where, and we've had a lot of questions at our house this year from various ages. The 12-year-old.
We're at that year with the 8-year-old as well.
Right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of questions happening.
Yes.
And so my simple answer is magic only works if you believe in it.
Yes.
So magic works and people can tell you a lot of things in your life. It doesn't always mean they're true or false or whatever, but.
And you know, and I feel like I believe in magic still and universal
too.
Magic. And I think that's such a beautiful thing, and I want my children, whether it be Christmas or anything, you know, you hold magic in your heart. And that message, I feel like we can really continue to keep that going with Christmas, right?
And you have to cultivate that spirit. Like you say, it's up to you. Did you see that letter? I think it's on Pinterest, actually, about a mom who sits down her older child to say, here's the deal. We're all part of the magic. We are all Santa Claus. And it's important for you to continue that magic.
Yes.
We did it for you. You're going to do it for your kids. You're going to do it for other people. So that's part of the energy and the spirit of this season.
I mean, it's something as simple as like one day your child slipping something into someone's pocket, like, you know, or the random act of kindness. That's magic to me.
Yeah.
Because in this crazy world, that is magic
right now.
Right?
What we can get.
So this is just, for me, I look at it, this is the starting of understanding just how beautiful it is and how warm you feel.
Yeah.
You know, and.
And transferring that.
To other things.
Energy. To people and things. Yeah. Okay. We got about 2.5 minutes left. Let's talk about difficult family members and stress over the holidays.
Right. So if any of my family is listening, maybe just turn off the radio now. You were doing the disclaimer earlier.
Yeah. Turn it off now.
Yeah.
My grandmother used to have a saying, company is like fish. After 3 days, it starts to stink.
Oh my gosh.
I stand by that.
That is amazing.
3 days. That's as long as I know I can emotionally handle people in my space.
Isn't it so crazy though that it's like we all get so excited for Christmas and then family comes around and you're like, what was I so excited about?
What have I done?
Yeah. We gave some tips on a Facebook Live the other day, and one of them, Vanessa, said, you know, pretend you have to go to the store, you know. Go shopping.
Breathe.
Just get out if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that not everybody is going to agree on things, and that's okay. It's no different. I feel like with family, it's weird. At coworkers, you can kind of just be like, you do you, I'm going to do me, cool.
Yeah.
But it's family, it's like you, because there's just this love, this weird love, that you want them to agree with you.
For sure.
Or validate you, right?
Yeah.
And you have to kind of let them be them, and you be you, celebrate the whatever you celebrate during the holidays, and then go your pretty ways, right? Separate ways after.
I can't remember who told me this either, but this is some of the best advice I ever got about hostessing anything, whether it's a party or whether it's a weekend or whatever it is. You're not responsible for everybody's good time.
Mm-hmm.
You provide the home and the good music and your open heart and your loveliness, but people are grown-ups.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to decide whether or not they come to have a good time. Some of them are going to come. And so you have to just be
That's
a good
tough,
hostess.
Though.
It is.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're always concerned about, who's going to sit next to who because they might fight. And, like, it's kind of this, like...
It's like planning a wedding.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
So you got to kind of step back a little bit and realize these are all adults, most of them.
Yeah.
And so they have to be responsible for their own good time. You provide the fun and the atmosphere and the food and the whatever.
And they do what they do.
And they're going to do what they're going to do anyway. Yeah. You know? Because haven't you had that where there's always one person who you know is miserable.
Yes. And why do they do that? You know, why do you have to come to a party miserable? You got one day to be happy. Just
one
try.
Day. Yeah.
Or just drink. I don't know. I don't know. What? Just be happy for like an hour.
An hour. You can do it. Yeah.
Ugh.
Our time's up. Can you believe it?
I know.
Always.
Never.
I know. Vanessa and Melissa can be found just about everywhere you go on the internet.
Our lives are everywhere online.
Facebook, Instagram, of course, and on Rogers Television. What time? All the time.
Yeah, we're on all the times time. Across Ontario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing.
It is pretty fun.
It is fun. If it's not your face on there, it's my face on there.
Yeah.
So
just come hang out with one of our faces.
Please do that. Enjoy the rest of this Monday, and we'll see you after Christmas.
Yes, you will.
After the crazy.
Yeah.
This is the Jennifer Campbell Show. Mike Farwell is back. Is Mike Farwell back? Is he back? He's back. And he will be with you coming up after 10 a.m. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.